Last week, University of Wisconsin-Whitewater held a rally after a student was assaulted on campus while wearing a legalized gay t-shirt. And Carthage College in Kenosha held a vigil in remembrance of 17-year-old Cody Barker from Shiocton, who was bullied and committed suicide last month. Jake Weinrub is a student at University of Wisconsin-Madison and is with the LGBT Campus Center. He says in his experience, virtually all gays who come out face some form of harassment or bullying. His culminated in the 11th grade.
Near the end of school, I walked out of my house and on the foot of my door was some tar that some kids had put on the front of my door. And I had stepped in it on my shoes and I looked out and Jake is a fag was written in spray paint on the front of my lawn.
UW-Madison's LGBT Campus Center has launched a campaign called Stop the Silence. Lori Burquam is the Dean of Students. She says that she hopes that the community will start to pay attention to the connection between bullying and a student taking his or her own life.
That's a poignant example of why we need to stop bullying. It's cumulative. Over time, it adds up, and what it does is it demoralizes the individual who's being bullied, and they don't believe they have a reason to live.
The LGBT Center is holding a Stop the Silence candlelight vigil tonight on UW's Library Mall to raise awareness of recent suicides and the effects of bullying. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.